Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Oh, yeah. Matt Flynn Direct. That's the show you're tuned into. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt Flynn this week. And Matt's taking some well-deserved time off. He'll be back. And you can join in the conversation if you'd like to. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. Call us, text us. And we've been discussing a couple of different things. Of course, the big story, what's going on in Ukraine. And a more local story, what's going on with Michael Gabelman and this investigation, in quotes, about the Wisconsin election. It's almost like a charade, right? I have an update on this. Now, this is from the Journal Sentinel, Patrick Marley and Molly Beck. The headline says, "Much to do about nothing. Gabelman gets new contract as judge releases records showing little evidence of investigation." Dateline Madison, a judge on Tuesday, yesterday, released records showing a Republican election review led by attorney Michael Gabelman consisted of little investigation, even as Assembly Speaker Robin Voss gave the former Supreme Court Justice a new contract to continue his work. What's the purpose? I mean, why? Excuse me. I'm putting in my own opinion. Anyway, I'll continue in the story. It says the records revealed Gabelman's team was buying furniture and determining how to store files months after it was supposed to start its work. And Gabelman began drawing $11,000 monthly checks from taxpayers. Hours after the records were released, former President Donald Trump launched a last-ditch effort to persuade lawmakers to perform the legally impossible feat of overturning the results of the 2020 election. Trump suggested Republican leaders would extend the legislative session to dismantle the state's election agency, an idea even Republican leaders have rejected. Before Trump sent Republicans scrambling with his statement, Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington made public 761 pages of records that showed Gabelman and his aides spent months figuring out how their office in Brookfield would operate and ways to avoid scrutiny. So that's how they spend their time. Quote, "We are in danger of our investigation turning into a circus, mostly by adverse press appearances," attorney Carol Mathis wrote to her colleagues on Gabelman's team in October, quote, "You give them ammo and they use it. If we had hid out the whole time, maybe did a video or a press release or two, we'd probably have better press. We wouldn't have had our own side turning on us, probably either," end quote. Feeling pressure from Trump, Voss last summer named Gabelman as special counsel and gave him a taxpayer-funded budget of $676,000 to look into the election. Voss and Gabelman reached a new contract Tuesday, yesterday, allowing Gabelman to continue his work through April. Remington's order to release the records came in response to an open records lawsuit filed by the liberal group American Oversight. He warned they showed little sign of an investigation. Where'd all of our money go? $676,000. Here's a quote from the judge. "I believe that it's for every man now to examine these documents," Remington said from the bench. "And I believe when done so, he will come to the conclusion that this has been much to do about nothing, that these documents do not support the argument that there has been an investigation, much less the conclusions that have been made by the Office of Special Counsel." Voss approved the review of the 2020 election last summer, even though recounts and courts had confirmed Joe Biden beat Trump by nearly 21,000 votes in Wisconsin. A legislative audit and study by a conservative group found no signs of significant voter fraud. In Tuesday's statement, Trump claimed Republican leaders had promised to stay in session so they could dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission and withdraw from a consortium of states that share voter data known as ERIC. That's capital E, capital R, capital I, capital C, ERIC. A voter database. Trump argued such moves could fuel efforts to decertify the state's election results, an idea that legal scholars have called legally impossible. In a statement, Voss praised Gableman for doing an, quote, outstanding job, end quote, but remained silent on whether he would revive the legislative session that was slated to end for the year on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, an Oostburg Republican, also stayed quiet. Voss, for months, has said lawmakers cannot revoke the state's 10 electoral votes. But Gableman has embraced the idea and last week said lawmakers should consider it. That notion won the praise of Donald Trump. Quote, in addition to announcing that they will stay in session and take action to get rid of ERIC and the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which have done some very bad things and made review very difficult, as also noted by Legislative Audit Bureau. Based on the Gableman report, I would imagine that there can only be a decertification of electors, Trump said in his statement. Republican Senator Kathy Bernier, a Lake Halley Republican, who leads the Senate Elections Commission, said Trump was, quote, assuming a lot, end quote, and doubted lawmakers would extend their session to abolish the bipartisan Elections Commission, as Trump and Gableman have urged. What org or who is going to carry out election laws? No one is working on that at all, Bernier said in a text message. Evidently, what organization or who is going to carry out election laws? No one is working on that at all. Even before Trump issued his statement yesterday, Bernier expressed frustration on the effort to have lawmakers nullify an election that was conducted 15 months ago. Quote, I firmly believe Gableman is looking to appease Donald Trump, and that's all he's trying to do with his report, she said in an interview Monday. He knows there's no precedent for it. He knows there's no constitutional provision for it. He knows that you cannot unseat Joe Biden. So the question would be, what is the point? End quote. Trump, in his statement, endorsed Gableman's suggestion that the state drop out of the Electronic Registration Information Center, ERIC. The consortium of 31 states shares data to better maintain their voter lists. Wisconsin is required to belong to the group under a law approved in 2016 by Republican lawmakers and then Governor Scott Walker. Since then, some Republicans have turned against the consortium. If the state pulled out of ERIC, it would have a tougher time tracking down cases of voter fraud. ERIC lets states know when people vote in more than one state in the same election. Democrats in the state Senate sought to launch an audit Tuesday of Gableman's office, but Republicans who control the chamber rejected the effort. In a sign of some GOP discomfort with Gableman's work, three Republicans, Bernier, Del Cuyenga of Brookfield, and Jerry Petrowski of Marathon, joined the Democrats in the vote to advance the audit. Okay, so it's bipartisan. And then it says here, Gableman issued a report last week that he maintained showed numerous problems with how the election was conducted. The report reiterated arguments Republicans have been making for months about voting in nursing homes and grants that Wisconsin cities received to run their elections that were funded by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. The records released yesterday, Tuesday, offered few signs he had done that went beyond the efforts of other conservatives. The records released Tuesday offered few signs he had done that went beyond the And there might be some kind of a typographical error in that sentence. Anyway, it goes on and says the records show Gableman and his staff were still planning the scope of their review, hiring attorneys, and considering office furniture purchases as late as October and November, a few weeks before Gableman was initially scheduled to complete his review. So it didn't sound like they were getting to work at all. On November 10th, a woman emailed Gableman proposals for new office equipment, including an intercom and filing cabinets. Many of the documents involved discussions of how to avoid transparency in the taxpayer-funded review. At one point, a staffer suggested a policy of not engaging with any journalists. A handwritten note said staff should keep information from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The documents highlighted how closely Gableman is working with Mormon, Cardle, and Erickson, a Minneapolis law firm that has helped the conservative Thomas More Society's Amistad Project challenge aspects of the 2020 election. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap this up and get on to some more topics. Give us a call if you want to, 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.
Dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.